This is Shirley.
Oh, hey, Shirley. It's James with the Homeowners Association. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
It's good. Excellent. Is this for association?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
They wanted me to call and talk to you about your light bulbs.
What light bulbs?
Well, you know, you have those outdoor lights, and they're saying like one of them might be a 60-watt bulb and one might be a 100-watt bulb. And it's just, one's brighter than the other. And it just...
Is this those solars in the ground or...
Oh, no, the porch.
The ones that are on the porch.
Yeah, the porch.
We haven't adjusted those since we moved in. They've always been like that.
Well, you got to change them.
I wouldn't even know what's in there.
You got to change them. Like, you need to make them both uniform, symmetrical, you know?
Oh, okay. We'll figure out if we can take these things apart. We never have since we moved in here. Those are the original bulbs.
Well, no,
we don't use those lights.
No, you can't blame the people before you. You know, you got to take responsibility for your own actions.
I understand that totally. Please. I understand that. What I'm trying to tell you is we have not changed those bulbs at all. I understand it being uniform. I get it. What I said was... Let me see if we can figure out to take the tops of those to change the bulbs, because we've never done it.
Yeah, well, it ain't rocket science, Shirley.
Well, I know it isn't, but you really don't have to take that attitude with me, please.
Well, you're just making
We will do our best. We will do our best. I'm telling you right now, okay? We will do our best. We will take those lights apart. We will put in matching bulbs so that they're either 60 or 40,
okay?
You're
making the neighborhood look shitty with your... Out of place
bulbs.
I am
not making the neighborhood look shitty. I am not. We very rarely use those lights. That's what I don't even understand.
But when you do, like, just look
at it. I understand. I don't know, Jim. It's silly.
Looks like a damn factory over there with those mismatched bulbs.
Oh, I'm glad my house looks like a damn factory to you. Are you the president, the treasurer, the vice president, the secretary? What is your capacity over there?
I'm the comptroller.
So you're the comptroller.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you. Yeah. You're the one that, okay, that's why our dues are $165, but then you can raise our dues, but then someone says my lights don't match it. I don't even know when they saw those, because we use them maybe at Halloween or once in a while when we have guests. So, I'm making the neighborhood shitty, according to your words. My house looks like a factory. Thank you very much. You are so politically correct. I will take care of it, and don't call me again.
You're also making the neighborhood look like Hobo.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the...
Thanks, Jaron, for that intro song. Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, Brad. This episode is brought to you by Salt Teddy, Red Beard, Craig's Mom's Bush, Theo P, and Despicable Dogs. Thanks, everybody, that supports the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Have you checked your outside bulbs lately? Are you making your neighborhood look like a damn factory? Get out there and check and make sure you have the correct wattages and types of bulbs. Don't be like I Regret Jumping, because he showed me a picture of his house last week, and he claims it's a 60-watt bulb out there at his back door. But I told him he needed to put that thing in a timer and turn it off in the daytime, because in the daytime it looks like 40 watts, and you know the whole neighborhood's talking about him. Don't be like I Regret Jumping. Change your bulbs, everybody.
This is Mr. Biggs. This episode of The Snowplow Show is brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Corporation for Public Phone Pranking, and from listeners like you.
I've got a number here that Devin wants me to prank. I could be wrong about this. I think Synthed sent her this number, but she does a show at night, and this place isn't open at nighttime, so Devin gave it to me, and I don't know. Let's see if he answers, and if he does, then I will tell you a little bit more about this guy, but he has a crazy voice. It's going to be awesome if he picks up.
Jim and Julie.
Oh, hello, sir. This is Tim Henson from Comcast.
What?
This is Tim Henson from Comcast, and we're changing your phone number right now. We're giving you a we're giving you a new phone number.
You're giving you a phone number.
Yeah, yeah, the zero number. That's not going to work for you anymore. We're giving you a new number.
What phone are you going to change?
We're going to change your 06 number. And I've got your new number here if you'd like to write that down.
Who do you are? What are you talking about? You're going to change my number without to ask me before?
Yeah, listen here, buddy. We're swapping numbers between you and the check cashing place down, you know, a few doors down. They'd like...
Who's these motherfuckers?
Well, the check cashing place, they want your phone number, so you're going to have their phone number.
Google number.
Oh, yeah, huh. Yeah, yeah, that's what's going to happen, all right?
No, so, not right, motherfucker.
Don't you dare yell at me. Now, do you want your number or not?
I can't understand why you call me to tell me you want to change my number.
We're going to swap your number. You're going to have the checks cashed place's phone number. They have a phone number there with Comcast. And we're going to swap with you.
Man, you cannot come here to talk to me face to face.
Oh, no, I don't want to. You sound like you'd probably punch me in the face.
What?
I don't want to get punched in the face by you. You sound like you're mad.
No, that's all right. No problem. No, don't worry about it.
Okay, well, we're changing your number right now. Would you like your new phone number?
No. Don't change it.
We're giving you a Wyoming phone number.
What?
Your phone number is going to be in Wyoming. That's a whole new...
Wyoming?
Yeah, Wyoming. The state of Wyoming. You're going to have a whole new phone number.
Listen, you're going to change my business number after 27 years.
Yeah, we're going to give you a phone number in the 307 area code. No more 847.
No more 847?
Nope, not for you. Because that's what...
Just for me or for everybody in the area?
Oh, just for you. Except for the check cashing place. They're going to get your phone number. They're taking your phone number, sir.
What kind of jerk off you are, man?
What kind of a what am I?
Why you not a come here? What the kind of thief you are?
Oh, no, I'm just going to type it on my computer. I'm here in the call center with...
What computer, Jacob?
It's a J5X93 computer from the 80s.
Are you nuts, man? Are you nuts?
Am I a what? Oh, no, I'm not nuts.
Are you nuts?
No.
Are you right in your head?
Looky here, buddy. I'm not nuts. I'm with Comcast. You son of a bitch.
Listen, motherfucker, I want to change nothing.
Okay, well, we're changing your phone number. Would you like your new phone number? It's area code 307. I think he hung up. Did you hang up, sir? Yes, he hung up. Wow, I'm trying to think of what Muppet he sounded like or what movie character. I can't really place him. But he works at a pawn shop, and this guy named Brendan went into the pawn shop to play this hilarious prank on the pawn shop guy. And it's kind of a funny prank. The kid comes into the pawn shop and has a conversation with this guy, and he tries to trade some watches for a mystery box. This kid has a mystery box in his hands, and he won't show him what's inside. He's like, it's a mystery box. So this is like a minute-long prank from a guy named Brendan. Here goes. Enjoy.
How much are these watches?
$125.
Oh, that's high quality?
What?
It's high quality?
Yeah.
Instead of cash...
Yeah.
I can offer you this this mystery box.
What?
Instead of cash, I can offer you this mystery box.
Well, I cannot understand you. What do you mean?
Well, the value of this could be...
You're giving cash?
No, I have a mystery box.
What is this?
It's a mystery box.
What?
A mystery box.
Can I see it?
Well, you can't see what's inside.
Just so you know, his mystery box is, I don't know, 12 by 12 by 12. It's a cube, and he's decorated it with question marks on the side of the box and stuff. I think it's all taped shut.
Inside it, it's a mystery.
I don't understand what you're talking about. You crazy?
Not necessarily. It's the value of this could be double to triple of the watches.
Man, leave me alone. Get the fuck out of here.
But you never know what could be inside the box. You want to see what's inside it.
Yeah.
But the point of it is it's a mystery. See the question mark on it?
Yeah, I got to see it.
It's a part of the game of it, you know?
The game?
Yeah.
Go play with the motherfuckers game. Not with me. You cannot give me a box and say, what the fuck is going on with you? How long do you have to go to a doctor to see your brain? What's the problem?
Is there something wrong with me?
Yeah, you have to go to the doctor.
Should I go to the doctor right now?
Yeah, go see him.
Okay, I appreciate you, man. You're pretty funny.
They shook hands before he left. Oh, shit. He's calling me back right now. Hold on.
Hello, Comcast. This is Carol speaking.
Yeah, and listen, I call my number and now it's the same. You call me and you tell me you want to change the number.
Oh, we're getting ready to change it right now. I've got it up in my computer and we're going to change it and you're going to have...
Yeah, who told you to change it?
The guys over at the check cashing place.
What?
Look, buddy, we're going to give you a 307 area code. That's in Wyoming.
No, it's not. This is Chicago, please. What's the problem?
Oh, no, it's just so that your old phone number won't work anymore. You're going to have...
What?
You're going to have a new phone number. And just
why?
Because the check cashing place, they want your phone number.
I can't understand what's the problem.
Oh, I don't have no problem, sir.
Yeah, because you change all of a sudden my business number without to talk to me before.
Yeah, I'm talking to you right now. And, it's
good. Listen! Listen!
What? Are you playing games with me, sir?
What?
Are you playing games with me?
Listen, don't change nothing, please.
I don't know. I'm pretty far through the order right now. I might get fired if I don't change your phone number.
Don't change it, baby, please. 26 years I give this the same number. I'm gonna change it now.
Yeah. This way you'll have a brand new phone number. It'll be like a brand new life. You'd be like a brand new person with a new phone number.
No. I wanted to change it.
Okay. Hey, do you sell mystery boxes there?
What?
Do you sell mystery boxes?
Mystery boxes?
Yeah, I need a mystery box, sir.
What the fuck are you talking about, fucking bitch?
I'm just hoping that you sell mystery boxes, because I live here in town. I want to come by there and pick up a mystery box. Please.
I can't believe it.
And
what kind of thieves you are.
And a thief? I'm not no thief.
You're a thief? Yeah, you changed my phone number without to talk to me about it before.
No,
why you change it?
I am talking to you about it. I'm telling you.
I wanted to change the number.
We're going to give you a 307 number, sir. It's in Wyoming.
Fuck you, Morty. Don't want him.
Yeah, how dare you?
What?
How dare you, you son of a bitch.
You're a fucking bitch.
You're a fucking bitch. Looks like we lost him. Oh, well.
This video of Synthheads was posted a month ago, June 13th of this year. So thanks for that, Synthhead. I started to feel bad for that guy. He just could not understand. And I guess that's like not so much a pawn shop. It's more like a jewelry shop. I thought it was a pawn shop before. But then when I saw the video, he was wearing a suit. He looked very fancy. This business is in a shopping center, so there are other people here right next to him. But like the check cashing place, they don't have a phone number listed on their page or printed in their front window. And the other ones just won't answer, or they're out of business, or they just hang up on me. So I'm giving up on calling up everyone in the shopping center. I mean, I've tried. It's just not working out. Also, I finally realized, it suddenly hit me, who that guy sounds like. Do you remember the movie from the 1980s called The Burbs? It had Tom Hanks and Corey Feldman, and I can't think of anyone else that's in it. I don't know their names, but remember the Klopex? The Klopex move in next door to him, and they're a weird, murdery family. And here's a small scene from The Burbs. of Tom Hanks' wife talking to one of the Klopex.
I was never over here when the Knapps lived here.
How unfortunate for the Knapps.
It's funny, but I don't ever remember seeing a moving van out front room.
I don't understand that. It was parked outside all day.
See? Isn't that him?
Say, how is the...
We found him. That's the guy. That actor ended up working in a jewelry shop / pawn shop in a shopping center. And he hates Wyoming.
Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, this is Tim Henson from the city. Do you live
what city?
From the city. Do you live on road?
No, I own a home there.
Oh, okay. We're going to be digging a big hole in the front yard.
Oh, for what?
On Saturday. It's for training purposes. We're just going to have about 3 trucks out there. There's a bunch of workmen, and we're going to put up the banner stuff, you know, the caution tape, instruction, under construction, and it'll just last about a week.
Why there?
Oh, they're going to dig a large hole in the front yard.
I understand, but why there?
It's going to be about 8 foot in diameter. They're just, it's for training purposes. We're just training some of the employees.
The township owes, hold on.
I'm sorry,
hold on.
What?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So, why my, what's the address of the property, first off?
495. What?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Who are you yelling at?
I'm yelling at my wife.
Get her. Get her good. I do the backhand thing when I yell at mine.
So
I don't actually do it. I'm like, just hold up my hand so she knows. Like, you better be careful, lady.
Well, I don't do that to my wife.
To the moon, Alice.
So you're going to be digging a big hole for training purposes on my property.
Yes, 8 foot in diameter, probably 8 to 10 feet deep. So I don't know if you consider that big, but, you know, it's not that big.
That's big. That's a basement big, basement deep. But, like, I'm not good with this.
Yeah, we're going to put barricades up all around the hole so no kids fall in.
Yeah, I don't want that. You guys own property all over the township. You guys can go dig it on your own property. Go dig it at park, wherever you want.
But not
on my property.
We can't dig up parks. That's a whole different thing. We got to fill out all kinds of paperwork for that.
Okay, well.
But I'm not asking permission. I'm just letting you know we're going to be there on Saturday.
I'm telling you, it's not happening. I will have shit parked all over that front lawn where you can't do it.
Well, that seems silly.
Very simple.
Is that a renter's property or something? How are they going to feel about shit parked all over their lawn?
Who is this?
My name is Tim Henson. I'm with the comptroller's office.
From whom?
The comptroller's office here.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm in charge. They wanted me to make calls and let you know that the public works are coming over there and they're just going to be digging a large hole.
Okay, so sounds good.
But,
yeah.
When's this going to happen?
Saturday.
Sir.
Yes.
Sir, could you tell that bitch in the background just to shut the fuck up, please?
I will. I will tell her that.
Do you promise?
Yeah, it's quite all right.
Yeah. It sounds good. We'll see you Saturday morning.
Ma'am, shut the fuck up, please.
Yeah, maybe you should do the same thing.
We'll see you Saturday morning.
You won't see me. The construction workers will be there. I'm just an office worker.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Keep it up.
Okay,
good
job. So you won't see me on Saturday, dummies.
Okay.
What was your name again?
Tim Jackoff.
Oh.
Yep, Tim Jackoff. Yeah.
Distorted, later, bud.
Distorted view. That's me, Tim Jackoff. Okay, I didn't even have that guy's name. I just had his address. Thank you, anonymous listener, for that one. Oh, there was a picture of a riding mower that was for sale, so that's where the phone number came from the sign. I'm very sorry, everybody, for the wife-beating jokes. I don't mean it. Please don't beat your wives. Or even comically raise up your arm like you're going to. You're not supposed to do that.
Hello.
Oh, hello? This is Nomi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. This is Brad Carter. I'm up on the hill where that cell phone microwave tower is, you know, about a mile away.
Where are you?
I'm up on the hill by the tower, the cell phone tower. I just wanted to make sure you're the one at the 290 road.
Well, I don't know who you are.
Oh, well, we're at the tower, the microwave tower. It's out of commission, but we've got it turned all back on, and we're pointing it directly at your house. So I just wanted to let you know we're going to turn this on in a minute.
Like, what company are you with?
Oh, I'm not with a company. I'm just a resident here in the neighborhood, and my name is Brad Carter.
Okay, I'm a little confused about why you're calling me.
Okay, well, I've just told you. We're getting ready to switch on this equipment here. It's a microwave tower. They're out of commission. And we're going to be playing music through your house. Like, every piece of metal in your home is going to receive sound waves that we transmit from here. And it may be loud.
Okay, well, don't do that, and I'll say goodbye.
Oh, no, we're going to do it. It's just you might need to leave the house when it starts if it's too loud, and I'm very sorry. We're going to drive down there real quick and just walk around your yard and get recordings of the sounds playing through all the metal things.
Yeah, no. Do not do that. You are not allowed on our property. Not do that.
Well, we don't have to come on your property. We'll be able to hear it from the street. We're just doing an experiment. You know, it's no big deal. And we'll only have it on. It's maybe 20 or 30 minutes because we got to drive down from the hill. And I just want to do some videotaping of your house, and then we'll go back shut it off.
Yeah, don't do that. I do not give you my permission to do that. I do not want you to do that. And goodbye.
We have to do your house. It's not like we can move the antenna side to side, you know. The thing's rusted up there. She hung up, by the way. I'm just talking to myself. I decided, in fairness to Tim Henson, that I would tell a resident my real name. So you're welcome for that, Tim Henson from distortedview.com.
You've reached the voicemail box of Nomi, political organizer and beadworks.
Whoa.
Please leave her a message and let her know when she can call you back. Thank you.
All right. I cannot get her to pick back up, but you all heard that. She is way too important to make her own voicemail message. She has to hire a man to do it. She's way too busy of a lady for that kind of menial work. Here's a call coming in. It's a toll-free call, I think. Maybe. Hello?
Hello. May I speak with Darren?
Yeah, this is Darren.
Hello, Mr. My name is Yolanda. I am a nurse navigator. Have I reached you at a good time?
Oh, no. Nope. I'm right in the middle of touching it.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't be angry.
Oh, sir, I'm not angry. I do just need to let you know the call is being recorded for quality and training purposes. I'll reach out to you at another time. Have a pleasant evening.
Did it record the part where I hinted that I was masturbating?
Sir, I am going to end the call. Thank you very much.
Well, no, just to answer the question. Yeah, I've actually talked to that lady a few times, I think, now. She called in on my Anime Girl line, which is the phone number that's in Anime Girl's local area, so I can call of her numbers. And she calls me quite a lot. I've said some silly things to her, but I'm not usually recording when she calls in. Maybe someday I'll tell her that I'm not Darren, and she needs to find the correct patient so she could help him.
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this Michelle?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Darren. I live over at the mobile home park, you know, just kind of behind you across the river.
Oh. Like,
you know that,
what is it, the one or whatever?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Hi. I can't get on your Wi-Fi.
You can't get on my Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Yeah, usually I'm on it just fine, but did you turn your modem off or maybe change the password?
Well, why would you be on my Wi-Fi?
Well, that's how I do all my internet stuff.
Oh. Okay. No, nothing's changed, so.
Oh, did you move the modem or something? Could you, like, move it around or adjust the antennas, maybe?
No. No, nothing like that.
I mean, could you? Because I don't know what's going on with it. Or maybe just unplug it and plug it back in. I'm trying to watch a movie.
Oh. Okay. I'll do my best.
Well, do it while I'm on the phone.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because that's ridiculous. You should be using your own Wi-Fi.
I have Wi-Fi, but I don't have internet.
Oh, all right.
Don't be selfish.
Well,
come on.
Your connection is bad.
Ma'am, you're being a bad neighbor. Damn it, Michelle. That was a old number from Next Door Nick. That lady lost her cat, but Nick somehow knows that it's been recovered and it's okay to prank her. She's not going to cry. And also, he sent me this one 3 years ago. So she's over her lost cat, right?
Hello, it's David.
Oh, hey, David. This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I needed to let you know there's some guys at the old cell phone microwave tower up on the hill, and they're getting ready to switch on some equipment that's pointed at your house. It's just radio equipment.
And, okay, why is that? What for?
They're trying to use the old microwave towers. They've been decommissioned. They're going to try and transmit sound into your home. It'll vibrate everything that's metal in your home and make sound come out of it. They're going to play music. And then they're going to drive down from the hill, and they want to come in your yard and just record it. It's just an experiment. It's like a science thing. I don't know. We told them they could do it, though.
Well, I'm not comfortable with that. Who's this?
Okay. Well, this is Tim Henson.
Who?
Tim Henson.
Okay, I'm not real familiar with you.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know you either. I don't know a lot of the neighbors. But they're up on the hill at the microwave tower. You know the microwave tower, right? It's east of you.
No, I don't know anything about it.
They say they have a direct line of sight to your house, and they're watching your house through a telescope right now.
Okay, can you confirm the address? Because I don't know. There's not a lot of hills around here.
Oh, yeah, then this is like a mile away. It's 32 Street.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just going to switch. They're going to switch it on here in a minute and just pipe some music through it. It's going to come through out of everything metal, like your faucets and pipes and just... What?
What's the purpose for it? And they haven't... Why haven't they contacted me personally before they do the experiment?
Well, you know Daniel on the HOA board.
No.
Okay. Well, it's one of his kids, and they got up there in the tower and started playing around and got it all working. And he's like, "Yeah, go ahead," but they had to raise the microwave tower up a little bit, and your house just happens to be in the line of sight of the radio equipment, so it's going to be aimed directly at your house. It might affect your neighbors too. You know, they might hear the music too.
Okay, I'm not sure why they're doing an experiment like that. Why? I don't know anything about, you know, these waves or whatever that are coming through.
Yeah,
so
microwaves.
Whether it's going to do damage. It's going to do damage to my house, or you know what I mean. Like that's not something that you know.
Oh no,
approve.
They said it's completely harmless. Just don't use your microwave during the music playing.
Are you serious? Like, yeah. Why don't they pick someone else's house? Why are they picking my house?
Well, they can't move the equipment side to side. It's all rusted up there on the tower. They had to climb up on their tower and kind of lift it up a little bit to aim it directly at your house.
Okay.
And they put a scope on it, and they can see your house through the scope.
How are they going to confirm that there's music playing through my house?
Oh,
what benefit is it to do that?
They're going
to
leave it running, and they're going to drive down really fast. They said it'll just take them 10 or 15 minutes, and they're just going to, video record all of the sound coming off of your house. You might need to leave your house because it's going to be pretty loud.
No, I'm not approving of this.
Okay, you don't have to leave your house, but I'm just saying you might want to.
I'm not leaving my house, and I'm not approving that they do this experiment. I mean, obviously, this is not something they're supposed to be doing.
Do you know about the...
They're up on a decommissioned radio tower that they're doing this experiment from. There's probably restricted... It's probably a restricted area. They shouldn't even be on it.
They claim they got permission from somebody. But you know the tower I'm talking about? It's got those big things on it. They look like robotic crows?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, that's just how I interpret them.
What's your address in the neighborhood?
Why? They're not doing my house.
I don't care. I want to know who's calling me. Well, I want to know who.
I told you I'm Tim Henson. I live over on Old Franklin Drive.
You live on Old Franklin Drive?
Yeah, it's a little west.
It's not in my neighborhood.
I'm sorry that I don't live in your neighborhood.
Well, if you said you're from the Homeowners Association, then you should be in my neighborhood.
Well, this is where I moved to when I got divorced. I'm just on the other the other side of the school, okay? Calm down. But they say they're going to turn that on as soon as I call them back and let them know that it's okay to go. So are we okay to go?
I'm not giving them permission to do it.
Okay, well, I wasn't really asking permission. I'm just letting you know that.
Well, if you do it, then I'm going to call the police and I'll send them to your house.
Well, that's silly. Like, you don't even know what house is mine.
It's not silly. It's something that shouldn't be done and it might affect my house.
No, it's not going to hurt anything. It's just radio waves, but they're the little ones, the microwaves.
Okay, and you might be doing some kind of damage to the people that are in my house.
No, oh no, it's just going to vibrate all of the metal, like all of the electrical wiring.
I don't want my house vibrating.
Well, no, you're not going to feel it. It's like really micro vibrations, like the copper wiring in your house. It's all going to vibrate and play music.
And it's like not okay with me. I don't want things done to my house that I'm not approving or hasn't been approved. So I don't understand why you're saying that they're going to drive down to my house and record it.
Yeah. They say they might.
Now they need permission. They need permission to be on my property.
Well, they can probably hear it from the street. They say it's going to be loud. So the sound will be coming off of the gutters. Those are aluminum, right? Yeah. Those are going to vibrate and transmit music.
I don't know where this is coming from. Honestly, I don't understand why you're even contacting me or whatever. Like, this is not cool with me.
We did not want you to be concerned. We just didn't want you to be concerned about, you know, suddenly hearing music from nowhere. People think you're crazy. If your car is parked out front, it's going to vibrate and play music too.
I really don't want you guys doing it, but if you guys going to do it, then you do what you got to do.
Okay.
But I'm just letting you know that I don't approve of it. They can. If they pull up in my driveway, they're going to have an angry person. So I'm just letting you know, giving you a heads up.
Okay. Well,
have a good day.
That was the heads up. I should have told them what kind of music. Like, it's going to be really filthy music. It's going to be like the pussy good, pussy sweet music or something. And you guys know the robotic crows, right? Up there on the towers? Probably not. That's what it always looked like to me. Just big birds perched up there on the tower. Not the round ones, just the ones that are shaped like robotic birds. I think the round ones replaced those.
Hello?
Hi, Joseph?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tim Henson. I'm a hacker with the Chinese government.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too. I needed to let you know I'm currently not hacking anything in your house or your phone or anything like that. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Well, that's good, because I was worried when you said that.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing anything. I have not been hired by the Chinese government to hack anything of yours, and I'm not doing that.
Are you calling from Flint?
No, China.
That's what your phone said.
Right, I call from local numbers to get people to pick up.
Well, you do have a Chinese accent, too.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, you have a nice day.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Oh, and I'm not doing anything to need luck for. I'm not doing anything.
No, I believe you.
Okay, good. Have a nice night. I love you. Bye. All right, John sounds reassured. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, did you pick up? It's hard to hear you. I was calling for Elaine.
One second.
Okay.
Who's calling?
This is Tim Henson from the Chinese government.
I'm sorry?
My name is Tim Henson. I'm with the Chinese government.
And what are you calling about?
Oh, I wanted Elaine to know that we are currently not hacking anything inside of your house right now. We're not hacking any of your computers or thermostats or phones or anything. We're not doing that. So if anything in there is getting hacked, it's not us doing it.
Did she call you?
Oh, no. No, I just called to let her know. I didn't want her to think that the Chinese government would be up to anything nefarious.
What do you call? What's this all about? I've never heard of such a thing.
Okay, well, calm down. I'm with the Chinese government, and I'm not hacking anything inside your house, and I never have before.
Why would she think you were?
Well, I just wanted to put her mind at ease, and just in case, you know? There's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there these days. I can just imagine him telling the story to other members of his family and to Elaine. You'll never guess who that was. That was the Chinese government. They're actually pretty nice people. Here's a person calling in. No idea who it is. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
This is Tim Henson. I'm with the Chinese government.
With the who?
The Chinese government. I was calling to let you know that I'm not hacking anything inside your house. I'm not hacking any of the things on your network. There we go. That worked out well.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Adina.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Tim Henson from the Chinese government. I needed to let you know that I'm not currently hacking anything inside your apartment. Like anything connected.
You're what?
Anything connected to your network on the internet or through your phone or whatever. I'm not hacking it. I'm not doing any hacking on your property. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't concerned about that.
Who is this?
My name's Tim Henson. I'm with the Chinese government. And I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, and why would I believe that you're hacking me?
Oh, no, I'm not hacking you. Like, if anyone's hacking you, it's probably the Russians. They're the ones that are really into it right now. But,
okay, cool. But, thank you for letting me know.
I'm not hacking anything, and I never have, and I'm not planning to.
Okay, which apartment?
216.
216?
Oh, did I get the wrong apartment?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just nothing to worry about.
What apartment?
I haven't hacked anything. I haven't hacked anything today.
What address?
Well, you said you're not at the right apartment. I just thought I was calling. If you're telling me you're not there, then maybe I am hacking you. I don't know. Sometimes we don't know the name of the people we hack. We just hack because that's what we're ordered to do.
Why would you hack me?
Well, no, we're not hacking. Well, I don't think we're hacking you. I mean, this is definitely your phone number. So, no, I don't think we're hacking anything at your address.
Okay, but, like, if you were...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm so confused.
Yeah, usually we would just install botnet software on your devices, like your thermostats and computers and phones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but why would you call me to let me know that you're not?
Well, because we're not. Like, I wouldn't tell you that I am if I'm not.
But why would I have reason to believe that you were?
I don't really know that. Maybe you're just a suspicious type of person. I really don't know. But yeah, I'm just calling to let you know that we're not hacking you.
Like, okay.
We haven't done anything weird. We haven't installed any botnets or Bitcoin miners or anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, yeah, you have a nice day. Watch out for those hackers.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Okay, her mind's officially at ease. I'm going to stop doing that one. That one's not working out. I mean, I don't know what I expect to happen, but I'd like to have an old man yelling at me, but that keeps not happening.
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. This is Brian. I'm with Google. And we
how can I help you, Brian?
Well, we noticed that your house is blurred out on Google Maps on Street View. Like, what's that about? What are you trying to hide over there?
I'm sorry, Brian. Appreciate it.
Why are you sorry? It's true, you guys. He had his house blurred out. Now he's afraid to tell me why, because he's up to something, obviously.
Cisco Kids, Cactus Corner. Play those voicemails, Brad! Snowplow Show, we put the tingle in the downstairs.
Hey, Max. Hey, Roy. It's Max from Florida. Don't know how I got that mixed up.
Hey, Roy.
Just working right now, listening to your videos. Let's see, what am I listening to right now? I am listening to, it's a 6-year-old one, Snowplow episode 385, Perpetual Motion. It's a pretty good one. But yeah, man, keep it up. Love what you're doing.
I will.
Hopefully I can be into the next Snowplow show episode. All right, see you, man.
Don't tell me what to do.
Hey, Brad, how's it going? This is Hank Hill from Arlen, Texas.
Hey, Hank.
I just wanted to let you know that I had an answer to your question on, it should be the latest Snowplow show.
Okay.
Well, depending on when you're listening to this.
Just get to the solution, goddammit.
The one where it's called Mostly Requests from the Sign Guy. And you had a question, you were like, how did he get this receipt if it's a delivery receipt? Well, I actually used to be a delivery driver at Domino's.
So it's you.
And you were actually right. Sometimes they do just get balled up and thrown on the ground, or they'll just fall out of the delivery bags.
What?
Yep, this is probably over 30 seconds long now, so...
You know, I order from Domino's sometimes, and we pick up the boxes off the porch, and the next day, we notice there's a receipt there, so maybe you're onto something. Or we've had the receipts end up under the couch and stuff. So I guess you're right. Those receipts are slippery. But also, shame on you for balling up those receipts and just throwing them on the ground. The earth is dying, and it's all because of you. Whoa. Well, that was weird. There was a bunch of silence from Jack from Alaska, but I could kind of hear him talking in the background. There's no way for me to bring up the volume on that, though. Sorry, Jack from Alaska.
Hey, it's Baby Shaker. I got a whole log of
shit. Don't call me a Baby Shaker.
And I got a hostage here.
Whole
log of shit in my pants. I need the money by Friday, all right?
Okay. Shit, today is Friday. I guess you'll just have to kill him.
Hey, I had 90 for you. You should,
I don't like people being happy when they call into the voicemail. This is a serious thing. You guys need to be serious. No laughing.
I saw this guy do on TikTok where... he called up, like, I don't know, I think it was on Walmart or something, and pretended to call in sick for work, even though he didn't work there. The lady got so pissed at him. Anyway, I just think that'd be funny. Good way to trigger people. Bye.
Yeah, I've actually heard that prank a lot of times. I can't remember who it was doing that prank a lot in our community. I've heard that. They call up places and they call in sick to work, and it doesn't always work, but when it does, it is really funny.
This is Travis Bickle. Hey, man, I sent you this email recently, and it's got this photo in it, you see? And it has a Cybertruck man, and the Cybertruck...
I know! I mentioned this on the last show.
It has a number on it.
Well, I think maybe on the last Hobosode, I mentioned you and said that you had sent me that Cybertruck.
Okay, Brad, there's this motherfucker with a roofing company, and he's advertising it on his Cybertruck.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you should definitely call that. Has there ever been a more qualified recipient? I mean, don't...
Yeah, I've tried, to call that number. I think two people have sent it to me now, and that guy will not answer his phone, probably because it's in the back of his Cybertruck. He probably gets calls all the time. Like, hey, dumbass, nice truck, you fucking moron. Where do you put your ladders at in your real truck? But I have tried many times. I think the next time I try is going to be the last, because he just will not pick up his phone.
Brad, it's Brown Teresa, and I was calling to let you know that the new iPhone updates will let the phone user answer their phone even in the middle of somebody leaving them a voicemail.
Whoa.
So now you can actually say, pick up, 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 pick up,
yeah,
to people's voicemails, as long as they're an iPhone user.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Some free new info for you. Ready, poo, poo, poo. Love you. Bye.
Bye, Brown Teresa. Thanks for that hot tip. Didn't that happen to me recently? Like, I knew I was calling someone's cell phone. I don't know if it was an iPhone or not, but I was leaving them a message maybe, and they picked up. I think that was a few episodes ago, so maybe I've experienced that already. I don't know if you can do that with Google. I wouldn't ever want to. because I don't care who's calling me. And you know what? Let me tell you something really weird. Like, maybe more than 20 years ago, I had a phone. It was before the iPhone days. I had a flip phone, and it's when I was still with Sprint PCS. And I swear to you, I could do that on this flip phone. The voicemail would pick up, and I could sit there, and I could listen to people leaving messages, and I could pick up my phone in the middle of them leaving a message. I don't know how they pulled that off, like 20-something years ago, but they did. And I don't remember what phone it was, but I've never had a phone since then that does that. I mean, unless my Android phone currently does it. Maybe it does.
Hey, Brad, I've been trying to reach you regarding the PLA website. There's a security risk leaving inactive Discord links on there. Somebody can hack that Discord link and set up a fake page and redirect it to their server. And it can create scams. You can get viruses from all that.
Shit.
I really recommend having your friends set their Discord links to never expire or take them down if they don't renew them.
Shit.
All right, have a good one, man.
This sucks. I guess you're talking about my phone losers. Wait, no. Well, yeah, I think on phonelosers.com/discord, that will take you to the Snowplow Show Discord server, but it also takes you to a bunch of other servers, which I haven't updated in forever, and I know some of those links are dead. So if you want to get scammed and get viruses on your computer, just go to phonelosers.com/discord or worldofprankcalls.com/discord and live life dangerously. Click on all of those Discord links. I think most of them work, and most of them will take you to nice Discord channels, but some of them are also dead links. So thank you, person, for letting me know about that. I didn't know that was a thing. I'll try and get those all fixed soon. By the way, if you run some sort of a prank call Discord and you would like your link listed and you're not a weird creep that doxes people or whatever, send me an email and I will put your link up. Email me at any of my email addresses to do that, such as show@snowplowshow.com. That's one of my emails. They all go to the same place. I promise.
Hey, Brad. It's not Skunk Works, but just found out about the whole Skunk Works situation.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about that dude for the longest time. Did not realize he had any connection to your show. I know it was ages ago, but would love to hear about him again or any updates. Thank you. Appreciate it. Not drunk. Have a good day, Brad. Thank you.
Not drunk? Is that your name? Or just letting me know that you're not currently drunk? Because I didn't think you were drunk. And I don't really follow the whole Skunk Works thing. It was fun back when it first happened, but now it's just like a non-event. I wish they would have gone down in the tunnels and found the bodies and the torture chambers and stuff. But last I heard, Skunk Works got out of jail or prison, whatever he was in. And that's all I know. He's no longer incarcerated. Good for him, I guess. You know what? I think I'm watching 3 different YouTube channels now of guys that are digging underground bunkers of various sorts. One of them is Colin Furze. You all know him, the weird British guy, right? He's pretty much turned his entire front and backyard into a bunch of underground tunnels. But you know what he didn't do? He didn't do what Skunk Works did. And their tunnels are awesome. Man, I've got so many voicemails here. I want to play them all. Oh, look, there's a giant group of suspected spam, all from the same number. Thanks, whoever that is.
Hey, Brad. Calling from my Honda Pilot, so wondering how it sounds, but...
It's acceptable, Randall.
So I had a prank request. I know you love them here on the voicemail. It's a friend of mine named Tim, and his number is...
Sounds like a real asshole.
206-666-4463. It's 206-666. Oh God, is it? Oh God.
All right, there's a prank request on the voicemails. I'm sure I'll get to pranking that person soon. But in the meantime, all of you, give it a call. 206-666-4463. Give that Tim Henson a piece of your mind. And then listen to a show. It's a pretty good show, distortedview.com. All right, I'm done with all these voicemails. I'm done with the show. Please don't complain about how short it was. Otherwise, I'll make the next Snowplow show even shorter just for spite. And you don't want that. Thank you, Salt Teddy, Redbeard, Craig's Mom's Bush, Theo P, and Despicable Dogs for being close personal friends of the show. Thank you, everybody that's been supporting the show for all these years. Bye, everybody. I love you.
Yes, I am. I'm a very busy man. My words flow forth with or without line of land. Mile after mile with my trusty steed at hand. My car phone, driving.
simultaneously. This should be illegal for everyone but me. Meet my wife, my child, and most importantly, my car phone. My car phone. Could go for some donuts right about now. Let's call the guys and get donuts every single night. Yeah, every single night. Donuts! If you think I'm from the future, that's okay with me. I'm just a man with lots to say, so listen carefully. 'Cause $2 a minute has me speaking cryptically on my car phone. My car phone. Calling anyone.
I'm this close. I'm this close to spanking you right now.
I can't hold it.
Son.
Calling anyone, anyone I want when I'm on my car phone. My car-